We have been working with this foundation for quite a while. We are very excited about this year as well. The Epilepsy Foundation of Greater Los Angeles, they're joining us today, and we'll hear of one family's journey. We are joined by Susan Peach, the executive director of the Epilepsy Foundation of Greater Los Angeles. And then also with us, Dara Pierre-Louis and Juno Pierre-Louis, and they will share their family story. So you guys found the Epilepsy Foundation of Greater LA, and it made a difference in your family's life, in your son's life. And so we'll hear about that. And Susan, if you could open up and talk to us about the Epilepsy Foundation. There are positive strides happening now through treatments, research, and talk to us a little bit about the foundation.
Well, so many of your listeners are among the people who do contact us, and epilepsy affects every age group, men, women, children of all races, all ethnic groups from around the world. 65 million people are affected by epilepsy. It's far more common than most people realize. It is certainly among the top neurological disorders. And epilepsy is the innate ability of the brain to have a seizure. But any brain can seize. So all your listeners out there, I think it's really important to know it's about each of us. Each person's brain can have a seizure. And so it's important for all of us to know what to do if someone has a seizure. And there are so many kinds of seizures, as you will learn from Dara and Juno. There are many stories. And so our foundation is here to advocate for and to make sure that no family affected by epilepsy feels alone in this journey, and that there's a place to meet others, to get information, to get to specialty care. That's what's most important for us. We're all together in the fight to end epilepsy and find cures and better treatments. So it's so critical that people share their story in that fight.
We can all be impacted by this.
Every one of your listeners knows someone with epilepsy, but they may just not know they know someone with epilepsy, because it is common enough that everyone knows someone, but often people don't share their story. And I tell many people, it's like my grandmother in the 1950s had cancer, and when she died, even my mother, her daughter-in-law, didn't know. When my sister got ovarian cancer in early 2000s, within that day, she was telling people her story. She was signing up for a walk to get involved with the cancer cause. And I said, that's what we have to do for epilepsy.
Right.
Because when people can immediately be sharing their story, then everyone says, okay, a loved one, a family member, a friend has epilepsy. This is something I need to be involved in and need to care about because of my loved one and because it could affect me.
We have people who are having an open conversation, a dialogue about it, who are helping others, like Dara and Juno. You are helping other people just through sharing your story. So, Dara, do you want to talk a little bit about your family? Your son is 7, and so you are experiencing this firsthand.
Yeah, our son, Nehemiah, he is 7 years old, and he has epilepsy. It started when he was 2.5. With a seizure on the way to his brother's 6-month checkup. So we were really lucky that the doctor got to see it right away. Some parents of children with epilepsy will have to explain the seizure, or for us, the doctor saw the seizure right away. So that really helped us. But then our son's epilepsy was fine and it didn't really cause a problem. But then in 2015, it just got really bad. And he went from having the type of seizure, the tonic-clonic seizure, which everyone thinks of, to having many different kinds. Drop seizures when he would just collapse on the floor, absence seizures when he would just kind of stare out into space, jerk seizures when his arm would take off, complex partial seizure when he would just kind of wander around. We got up to 40 to 100 seizures a day.
Oh.
It was just awful. What can you do when you're in that situation? But we reached out to the Los Angeles Epilepsy Foundation. We were already connected, but we, you know, reached out and got in line to see a pediatric epileptologist. We went to a convention on dietary therapy, and we as a family decided we wanted to try dietary therapy and alternative treatment. And it worked for us, and our son is now 20 months seizure free.
Yay.
Yeah.
I'm so glad
to hear
that.
It's incredible.
Yeah, that is incredible. And so, Juno, this had to be so scary. Then you have to find out how to live with it as a family, what your son's going to go through. And then through the dietary part of it, you were able to, he hasn't had a seizure for how long?
Almost 2 years now, December 31st, 2015 was his last seizure. Yeah, it's definitely been a journey, mm-hmm. But finding the diet has been the greatest thing that happened. You got to be committed to it. It's a lot of work, but for our son's health, it was easy.
Yeah.
And it's been, he's a great patient. He has no problem. Loves mm-hmm. it. Loves the food. Wants to be better. And he understood he didn't want to have any more seizures. So, doing his diet was never a problem.
You mentioned that when he had a seizure, there was something that happened afterwards where he reconnected with you, to say, hey, mom and dad.
Got it. Yeah, once he came out of a seizure, he would, if it was me or mom mm-hmm. that was around, he would immediately tell us, I love you. That was his way of connecting back to reality. Mm-hmm. And he recognized who we were, and that made him comfortable.
He sounds like very brave. Mm-hmm. To understand what was going on at his age and to mm-hmm. reach out like right after to kind of comfort you in a way too, and then also to comfort himself. And so mm-hmm. how involved are you with the Epilepsy Foundation? What do you guys do with them as a family?
We go to almost every single epilepsy mm-hmm. event, because I'll tell you, when you have a child with epilepsy, there's nothing like being with other families whose kids also have epilepsy. The first time we went to the summer camp, at breakfast time, my son had a seizure and the kid next to him had a seizure too. Mm-hmm. And you could just look mm-hmm. at that mom and say, oh my gosh, your breakfast table looks mm-hmm. like my breakfast table. Breakfast spilled everywhere from a seizure. Mm-hmm. And there's nothing like sharing that, not just the story, but the actual experience, just right. being with those families who are going through the same thing you're going through. You don't feel mm-hmm. alone. And for us, we have been so lucky that our son is doing well. We have so many friends whose children, for whatever reason, aren't responding to alternative treatments, who are waiting for that next drug, are waiting for that next treatment. So it's just really important to help you remember how far you've come mm-hmm. or how far you could go or what could happen for your family if you tried this or who would be there for you if you tried this and it didn't work. It's just so important to have that network.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's actually a great community, because we just came from camp. We went to Penny Turtle. Mm-hmm. See my hat?
Yes.
Love that place.
You're sporting the hat from camp. Yeah.
We felt kind of guilty because uh-huh. we were fortunate. Our son hasn't had a seizure in almost 2 years, and some of our friends are still going through it. But the fact that, we felt guilty or cared enough, about them tells mm-hmm. us this is a community we belong in, because we mm-hmm. understand each other. That's why we really, for me, I'm kind of personal. I don't really like to talk about stuff that goes on in my life.
Sure.
But
yeah.
I understood the need to come out. And because even when, in school, when we talk about, people ask me about him, and he seems perfectly healthy because he's an awesome little boy.
Yeah.
But as soon as I tell people about, he has a history, seizure disorder, and I can tell, I can tell the reaction, kind of like there's a split second of kind of like, what is that? What's going on? Mm-hmm. So that's how I came to understand how important it is to keep talking about it, to keep drilling it, to get the message out there and staying involved with the foundation, because that's, that's definitely a key component to end seizure, really.
Well, also at camp, we ran into two families whose children hadn't had seizures for years and then all of a sudden did. So, again, that's that great connection that we know. Like, unfortunately, you can't take a scan of my son's brain and say it's cured and he'll never have a seizure again. We have no way of knowing. We're still training his school. We're still preparing them, even though it's been a long time. You just always can find someone who has a similar story to you, whatever you've been through or what could be mm-hmm. next for you.
You guys sharing your story is helping other people. So thank you for opening up and, letting people know. And then you mentioned different kinds of seizures. And so, Susan, I wanted to ask about first aid, because you went through, I think, mm-hmm. six of mm-hmm. them?
Yes, they're a very important point. There are many different kinds of seizures, and some are even hard to detect. But basically anything the brain can do in a seizure. Mm-hmm. So someone staring could be a seizure. Different movements could be a seizure. A person can have hallucinations as part of a seizure. So some of them are feelings that they might have or an aura, and sometimes it's an outward sign. Most people think of the convulsive tonic-clonic seizure when they think of epilepsy. So it's important to know how to recognize when someone is having a seizure and to know what to do. So basically for all seizures, even if someone's just having jerking movements or staring spells, is to basically stop and stay with them and make sure they're safe. Mm-hmm. And then if they have a convulsive seizure, of course, stop and turn the person on their side, put something soft under their head. And you usually want to start timing it or ask someone to time it. If it's longer than 5 minutes, you would want to call emergency services. Mm-hmm. But basically stay with them and make sure they're safe. So we tell people it's the five S of seizure first aid. You stop, you turn them on their side, you put something soft under their head, you stay with them and make sure they're safe. If it's over 5 minutes, you would call a first responder, unless of course they have someone with them who right. knows them. Because as we've mentioned, every story is different. There are so many kinds of epilepsy, and each person's experience of it can be very different. And each person's response to treatment is very different.
And so you can find that on the Epilepsy Foundation website?
Yes, okay. We have that on our website under Seizure First Aid Education, yes.
Mm-hmm. And also what you can find on the website is the walk coming up, the Greater Los Angeles walk. It's the 11th walk to end epilepsy, November 5th, at the Rose Bowl in Pasadena. Beautiful place to do this, to be.
The walk is November 5th from 8 to 12, so come enjoy your morning with us. It's a great opportunity and platform for people to share their stories, and that to me is the most powerful. We have people, adults with epilepsy, who come and say this is the first time they've ever shared their story. It's very empowering.
It's the walk coming up at the Rose Bowl in Pasadena. Mm-hmm. It's going to be a fun day with activities, exhibits, mm-hmm. food, and entertainment. And then also Team Nihi will be there with Dara and Juno. So you can help support Team Nihi, yes, mm-hmm. or get your own team. Create your own team, get your coworkers together, and walk to end epilepsy. Join us. So thank you so much for talking to us and getting us inspired about the walk coming up, and so much information, so much helpful information, Susan and Dara and Juno. You guys are incredible, and your family is incredible.
Yeah. Nihi's a rock star.
He is.
So support the I love you boy.
That's
and
right.
Team Nihi, yes.
Because he says, I love you. And so, yes, he's the I love you boy. Mm-hmm. Thanks, you guys.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. Mm-hmm.